The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
In getting a 63-point win on the board, and hopefully we're speaking soon. Just put in a request to have a chat with former Cat Link McCarthy about the performance tonight. What was Link's numbers? Is he was busy inside forward 50?
Yeah, 14 touches. He laid six tackles, which was a team high, and he kicked the first goal of the match.
Fantastic. It looks like Link will be the man we are speaking with. So the Lions players just going over to salute their fans who have been able to make the trip down. Wouldn't it be great to be a fan of a footy club right now that you can watch them play at home nearly every weekend, and if they're not playing at home, they just trundle down the road to the Gold Coast about an hour down the road, Brownie, and you can lob in there and watch them there.
No, it'd be nice. It's a fantastic performance tonight, Kingy, from the Lions, and puts them right in the realm of taking this competition right to the pointy end. They're going to play a lot of home games, as you just mentioned, and that sort of form. It was across the board. They were pretty consistent. They didn't have any passengers tonight, and they're a slick little outfit led by Chris Fagan, who, even though they were up by a fair bit late in that game, he still looked nervous on the bench, didn't he? He just wanted to play it out, and he's probably got his fingers crossed, no injuries, get through the game unscathed, and set up for the next week.
Just had confirmation, Link McCarthy will be speaking with us, hopefully not too long after the song. But Alex Witherden back into the side. We always keep an eye on how the former Falcons are tracking as they go to all points of the compass after being drafted, Benny. And Witherden, who'd been out of favour after playing in round one, has had to wait 4 months for his next opportunity, and he took it with both hands.
Yeah, 25 touches, 21 of those hit the target, 10 contested possessions, three clearances and a couple of tackles. He was really solid down back, particularly with his ball use. I mean, as Brownie said, they just didn't really have anybody who played poorly. Their lowest disposal winner on the ground was Ballenden, who contributed, kicked a goal, gave away another one. Hipwood crashed in, was probably beaten by Hurley in that matchup, but still kicked one goal one. Skinner kicked, had 10 touches, one goal one. Even Rayner, 10 touches and one goal one. So, look, they got something from everybody, and in stark contrast, the Bombers had some blokes down there at the tail end who really gave little to their push.
So down in the rooms go to the Lions. They will socially distance themselves and they will sing the song. It's still one of the more ridiculous things that they can be crunching bodies for 100 minutes and then they have to go down and stand apart to sing their song. But it's all about aesthetics and the AFL doing the right thing. And big Connor Ballenden finds himself receiving a Gatorade shower or a Powerade shower in the case of the AFL with their sports drink supplier, and also Sam Skinner playing in his first win in his second game, in his first game, of course, out of the Gippsland Power, as we listen to the Lions sing the song. Pretty happy down there too. They've dispatched Essendon to the tune of 63 points, 14-7, 91 to 3-10, 28, keeping the Bombers to their lowest score in 21 years. A very impressive performance from the men in red, blue and gold. What we'll do is we'll take a break. Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Signature Homes, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes, $400,000 to $1 million. Where will you find them? Fine Street, South Geelong, or online at signaturehomes.net.au. A break, back shortly, hopefully with Link McCarthy for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing, or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. We're here, of course, thanks to number one ticket holder, Warra Lily. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here bringing you AFL season 2020. And Warra Lily is the community where great things are happening. You'll find out more at warralily.com.au. Back shortly with Breathe, Carol Footy.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warra Lily. They say a quick game's a good game. And we've got the quickest around. Monday mornings, play Tom and Loggy's Quickie Quiz. For a chance to win big in sexy land. Don't waste time with long-winded five-question quizzes. Playing four is overrated, and to be honest, three's a bit too much to take. Two? Well, that's just right. And that's why the Quickie Quiz is only two questions long. Answer both correct and you'll win. Just a little bit more. Every Monday morning with Tom and Loggy on K-Rock 955. Sexy Land Geelong. Open 7 days, 9 a.m. until midnight. Shop Australia's biggest range of adult toys.
Hello, it's Jamie.
And Ruth from Wombat Gully Platform Geelong.
Truth, Ruth, there's no better way to say it. It's Bear Ruth! season is like a gala for gardeners. It's a party for plant lovers. It's a festival for fruit tree loving people that like fruit trees and like other fruity stuff.
Bare root season at Wombat Gully Plant Farm is the most celebrated time of year for gardeners. With our nursery stocked up to the brim with an assortment of quality bare root plants, it's worth celebrating.
So see you soon at Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong, 201 Townsend Road in Moolap.
Warrilili, Geelong's multi-award winning community, keeps getting better. It's a place for families to grow in a strong, self-contained community that leads the way in community services. With the Armstrong Creek School, St. Catherine of the Siena Primary, three childcare centres and the Armstrong Creek East Community Centre all delivered. Plus Oberon High's new state-of-the-art campus opens next year. A great range of home builder scheme ready land is now selling. To find out more, see warrilili.com.au.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warrilili.
And of course, we're back here in the K-Rock Hub after watching Brisbane 14-7-91 pull apart Essendon 3-10-28. The Bombers with one goal in the first, one goal in the second, one goal in the third, and six behinds in the last, which equals a goal, but didn't kick one through the big sticks. They really battled. Devon Smith with two goals, Darcy Parrish with one, while for the Brisbane Lions, it was four for Charlie Cameron and a bunch of two for Lachie Neal and a bunch of singles. Link McCarthy, Dane Zorko, Cam Rayner, Jared Lyons, Sam Skinner in game number two, Cam Ellis-Shulman, Eric Hipwood, and the debutante Connor Ballenden, who joined the club for his first game. He, of course, was picked up through the national draft in 2017 through the Lions Academy and was solid on debut. We had, what was his possession numbers? He was the lowest possession winner, but he saw a little bit of the footy, Benny.
He had six touches, Kingy.
Okay.
Kicked a sausage roll.
Yeah,
he showed a bit. He took a tack the ball, took a couple of nice marks, three marks, and two of those. One was on the lead, one was out in the front in the wing where he really tacked it and clunked it nicely. So, yeah, look, it was I got a funny feeling from memory that he was touted quite highly in his draft, Connor Ballenden, in the lead-up to that draft, and ended up slipping to sort of a number that was down the track a little bit. And so he clearly had some
43
talent.
In the end.
I think he may have been a little wayward off the field. I don't know. Anyway, I know that he was, because I was at Inside Footy at the time, and Brett Anderson, who was right into the recruiting, ended up working for Port Adelaide in their recruiting department. But he was always on to Connor Ballenden. I remember his name getting mentioned quite often, and then I was surprised looking and thinking, well, how come he's gone and picked?
Was he an academy player?
Yes.
Brisbane Academy. So no one probably bidded on him.
No,
Benny,
no. I think
until
I reckon Fremantle might have put a bid on him.
Yeah, but until later.
Yeah.
So as a Brisbane recruiter or list manager or whoever makes the call, they'd be just saying, "Well, we'll just hold out and we'll get him whenever someone bids on him. We'll take him for the lowest possible price we can."
Yep. Not too far away from catching up with Link McCarthy. He'll join us for Geelong Marine World. But let's have a look at the head-to-head for Geelong Insurance Brokers, where Neil and Sheil was the matchup and the influence on the contest, and it's fair to say Lachie Neal having the better of that battle. Just the numbers, please, raw data, Benny, before we get the thoughts of Lee Brown.
Yeah, Neal had 33, and Sheil, he worked hard, it was 17, but little influence on the game, so clearly honours with Neal there. They actually had five less inside 50s in Brisbane, which is quite extraordinary, yet they had about 60, nearly 70 more disposals. The marks, 100 to 41. Yeah. In this game, you cannot believe that. The Bombers had five more clearances. Contested possession comfortably won by the Lions. And the tackle count went 50 to 39. Essendon laid two tackles in the first quarter. Neil, 33 with it and 25. Lions at 22. Zorko, 19. Berry, 19. Answorth played a great role. He could potentially be the steamatic stand, I would have thought. He kept McDonald, Tip and Woody statless in the first half. And then he was all over him again in the second half, while racking up 17 of his own possessions. 14 were effective, six marks. That's in the best for mine. Bailey was good, nipped in with 16. Birchall, the veteran, the warhorse. He's got this is an interesting little arrangement with Birchall. He had 15 touches. Robertson.
Are you saying he's a little bit a bit pudgy around the belly?
He is, yeah. Mm. That's all right. He can. I'm happy.
Jumper a bit tight.
Well, I don't know. Look good on him. He can do it every time.
No,
well, remember, he's been wearing stripes for most of his career, and stripes are slimming. But then when you put a little animal on the front of your jumper, maybe it just shows up some, any imperfections.
I've never had an animal on my jumper, so maybe I need to Maybe I need to get one, King.
Is that why you wore the vertical stripes of St. Joseph's?
Probably. McCluggage had 13, Archie had 11. Look, they got something for everyone. They were just way too good. McGrath, 25. He gets a lot of scrappy stuff. He goes sideways. I'd like to see his metres gained. I don't know if it'd be massive. Ridley, he had 16 effective disposals. Merritt tried hard with 18. Shield, 17 and 10. I mentioned him. Parrish, 15 touches, but only 8 of those were effective. Hurley was probably one of their best. I reckon he probably beat Hipwood. He had 14 touches, Hurley. Snelling tried hard for 14. And the other one there was, you know, Draper, the young fella. He was on debut. He showed a little bit. He took 2 marks, 9 touches. Certainly something to work with there. And unfortunately for Adam Sard, it wasn't his night celebrating his 100th game for the Bombers. He had a poor one. He usually gets plenty of it, but he only had 11 possessions.
Shortly speaking with Link McCarthy, I think we're about to make contact with him down in the Victorious Lions rooms. But just on that head-to-head matchup, and Neil, right now he might have just banked another 3 Brownlow votes on that performance.
Yeah, he's fantastic, wasn't he? And kicked 2 goals in the first quarter. A little bit quieter in the second, but 33 possessions, 14 of those contested. Couple of goals. He's had a fair night out. And Shield, well, he's coming back in after 2 weeks off from that suspension and looked a little rusty in a team that never fired a shot really tonight.
GeelongInsuranceBrokers.com.au. Geelong Insurance Brokers, covering Geelong for 26 years. And of course, the team, Don and the crew at Geelong Insurance Brokers, working with their clients to ensure they have the right cover, not just the cheapest premium. Where to now, though, for the Bombers, who have to turn around and play the GWS Giants? That game coming up on next Friday. So they've actually got a week's break. They've done well to jag a week's break in a compressed schedule.
Yeah, they have done well. Benny, I just had a look at this stat sheet, and McGrath's got 116 metres gained.
From 25 possessions?
116 metres.
So he's averaging...
That's
not good, but that's less than 5 metres a stat.
Yeah. So we were right in saying he goes sideways, and
yeah,
he got a lot of ball under pressure in the defensive 50 and tried to hack it out as well. So
how do you have 116 metres from 25
metres.
Touches? The Leyland brothers didn't go that sideways. Like, he doesn't. Oh, look, I'm not. His work rate's massive, but each and every week he has this capacity. Even though it was early in the game when you said he could have gone forward, he wanted to come back into play and
stopped.
Go sideways.
Yeah, whereas we saw a couple of the Brisbane players roll and go and really take the speed on. So they just need to find some more creative ball users through that middle of the ground. Shield, breaks a line and goes pretty well, but Devin Smith and also McGrath, they just need to get a little bit more creative with their possessions.
So it's just going around the rooms there at the Brisbane Lions, and Dane Zorko's doing a lot of interviewing of teammates, and there has a bit of fun and frivolity, as there would be when you've just won by 63 of the biggest points. Essendon have kicked 3 goals for the match, did not kick a goal in the final quarter. In fact, they kicked 6 points in the final term. I just cannot believe that they've had 5 more inside 50s than the Lions, yet they've coughed up 14-7 from the Lions' 37 entries. So, look, goes to show that stats can be so misleading in modern footy. It's about the stat, the big stat at the end of each end of the ground, King, isn't it? The one that's got all the numbers on it.
Harris Andrews is fantastic.
Yeah, he's good.
Gardner had a good night. You mentioned Answorth, he was good. Witherden found plenty of the ball as well. So their back 6 or 7 were fantastic.
What we might do is we might get our final breakaway, come back, see if we can catch up with Link McCarthy and then wrap things up from here at the K-Rock Hub. It's been a pretty impressive performance. Dane Zorko's doing the roaming Brian duties around the...
And he just went to a coach there, Brian. I'm not
actually,
sure
Link's got his phone. Actually, we might see if Bryza can give a quick call now and see if we can get him up right now. Link's actually got the... We can see the in-house vision into the rooms, and it might be Brian ringing Link now from K-Rock HQ. And if we can... And I reckon we might be able to talk to him. Are you there, Link?
I'm here, boys. How are you?
Link, it's Kingy, Benny, Cass and Brownie. Mate, congratulations. We thought we owed you one because you and I had a chat before the Geelong game and we didn't see you much that night. And we thought, well, gee, hang on, we need to talk to you after a win. So, well done. I don't think you expected to walk off Metricon Stadium with a 10-goal victory.
Yeah, no, it was a really great, pleasing performance, Kingy. We knew they're a pretty dangerous side. They like to play pretty quick footy, and it can be really damaging if if you let them through. But I thought we did a pretty good four-quarter effort tonight. We played them pretty tight. We were able to win the contest back and then get it back our way. So, yeah, it was a really good performance for the boys. And come away with a lengthy win like that was, yeah, really pleasing.
How do you rate that performance among yours of the year? The way I see it was probably one of your more consistent ones. You won a bit of the footy, you got a goal early, and you provided some pressure inside forward 50 and end up the ground. How did you rate your effort tonight?
Yeah, a little bit better than previous weeks, Kingy, particularly that Geelong game. I was in the fire stand most of that game. But yeah, I've obviously just been trying to build on my game a little bit and make sure that I'm having the impact that's needed for us as a forward line. So I'll probably be able to get up the ground a little bit more tonight. Their half-backers play really aggressive offence. And so when we turned it over, I was able to get on the end of a couple. So it was nice to touch the footy a bit. But, I'm just pretty happy about the pressure we put on as a group, and particularly scoreboard pressure. We actually kicked reasonably straight for once, and that was able to put some pressure on them. So, it was a nice night.
Link, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Haven't seen you since... We had some Gatorades up there at St. Joey's after they won the flag.
And then Gatorades.
And then you left us, completely departed the Cats. And
I was only drinking Gatorade too that day, I reckon.
Yeah, you were sideways when I left. But what point when you left Geelong and joined, but did you have a sort of full-body transplant somewhere in Nowra? Because you've just been, it's been an unbelievable ride since you left the Cats and joined the Lions. You haven't missed.
Yeah, obviously I've been quite fortunate since leaving the Cats. Obviously it was a bit of a tough time there trying to get the body right and whatnot. But, I'm just really grateful for how the body's been able to hold up. And it's going to be a good challenge over the next couple of weeks where we have these condensed fixtures and games. So we've got to back it up in 4 days. So it's a challenge for me. But I'm feeling really good and I'm looking forward to it. So I'm sort of not thinking about the body too much. It's been really enjoyable to get out there and try and work on my game, and even better to be able to get some wins on the board. So it's been good fun.
Yeah, it's great. It's great watching you, and we're rapt that you've been able to string some games together, particularly in a side that's on the up. Just tell us, how disappointed were you tonight when you've kicked the first goal and then you've come out, you've taken a mark, you're all set for your second, and you have to go off the field for the blood rule?
Spewing, mate. Spewing. I couldn't believe
and
it, to be honest.
Zorko
trying
to missed
to
it.
Wipe the blood off me. Turning around from the umpire, trying to wipe the blood off me, stem the bleeding, but she wasn't to work out, so I had to hand the 40 over and jog off. So that was disappointing. When you're a small forward, you don't touch it much. When you get an opportunity to kick a snag, you've got to run off for a blood roll. She kicks you in the gut a bit, but got to keep fronting up and good to get a win.
And Dane Zorko missed too. Geelong Marine World was speaking with Link McCarthy from the Brisbane Lions. Here's Lee Brown.
Link, well done tonight to yourself and the rest of the team. Tell us a little bit about Mitch Robinson. Obviously played his 200th game tonight, but there's a lot of love for Mitch and the way he plays and the role he's got within your group.
Yeah, he's a ripper. He brings a lot of spirit, and he's the energy provider for our side. When he's up and about, we sort of jump on board. He certainly leads the way with the way he plays. A hard, tough friend, and always sticks up for his mates on the field. And just really exciting to play with, and we all feel a little bit taller when he's out there next to us. So I'm really, really happy for him. He's obviously had a different sort of career, having to leave Carlton and had a couple of issues and whatnot, but he's been great up here at Brizzy, and it was great to share his 200th with him, and he's an amazing bloke. So, really happy for him, and hopefully he keeps bringing that same energy and spirit over the next few years and helping us out. So it's been good.
And you had a couple of big outs before the game in Rich and McStay, but the five guys you brought in all performed really well. Ellis Yeoman, Skinner, Witherden was really good down back, Ainsworth, and the big Connor Ballon, he looked okay up forward and in the ruck.
Yeah, it was good to see, wasn't it? Obviously, when you have five changes, you're obviously a little bit unsure of how things are going to look, but our squad's been building not just the 25 sort of players, but we've been building that 30 to 35 players in our group. And I guess they've been chipping away and trying to play on the best players as much as they can, even in equal games and in reserves and even at training. They've been working hard on their game, and it showed tonight when they could just come in and fill a role, and we wouldn't have really known that anyone was missing. So it's a good sign for the footy club, and it's going to hold us in good stead, hopefully.
What sort of dad are you, Link? You've got, is it young Lenny there?
Yeah, what was that, sorry?
Are you front and square with the dad duties, or are you sort of a bit of a hover parent? How would you describe your parenting skills?
I'm right in there. I'm front and square. I love it. He's a fun little boy. He's 6 months at the moment, so he's been good fun. And I try and help my missus out as much as possible. She's been a trooper over the last 6 months. So, yeah, when I can, I'll get in there and get my hands dirty and have a bit of fun with him. It's been good.
She reckons that you give it a donut. You're always at training.
Jeez, I'm a deep sleeper. So I'm pretty fortunate in that category, or that's what she thinks anyway. So
those earplugs work a treat, don't they?
They do, yeah. She doesn't know I'm wearing them, but it's been really enjoyable. It's been great to experience fatherhood, and we're going well.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's great. We've really enjoyed watching your career unfolded. Obviously, down here at the Catch, you had no luck, but to be up there now and just playing in a team, and you got so many young players. We just look at even somebody like a Zach Bailey, who's still only 20 years of age, playing his 36th game of AFL footy, and your team's littered with guys who are still on the up, and it's just fantastic to watch, and good luck to you. You've got another year on your deal up there, I think, and we really wish you all the best, and hopefully the Lions can go all the way this year.
I tell you what, though, you might want to negotiate your new deal, Link, because old mate Charlie's decided he's going to stick around for another 5 years. He's there till 2025. I think he might have chewed up some of the salary cap.
Nah, he deserves every bit of it, mate. So I'm happy for him to just keep chipping away, and he's that spark of our forward line, so he can have as much as he needs, mate.
What do you do now, Link, in terms of recovery? You turn around pretty quickly. I think it's Tuesday night, so 4 days. You've got the Tigers, who are coming off a 6 day break. You get back to Brisbane tonight in the car or the bus, obviously, and then work get back to the club, do what you got to do, and I suppose you'll just recovery between now and Monday. It'll come around pretty, or Tuesday, it'll come around pretty quick.
Yeah, we'll come around pretty quick. Yeah, we've got a little recovery rotation thing to do in a minute. But then we just pretty much jump on the bus, go home, get as good a sleep as we can, and then tomorrow we've got some more movement rotation station sort of stuff. They sort of reckon resting isn't always the best in these short turnarounds, so they want to get us moving pretty quick. But the training won't be too intense. We'll just be a bit of mobility in these early days and get us right for Tuesday night, so it's going to come around quick. But I think we're all looking forward to it. We're pretty stoked after that performance, I think, and the boys will be up for it, so it's going to be good.
Yeah, last one before we let you go. We know you got to get back into some recovery work, but is the plan for you to play every game here, or does the club just talk monitor you and your body, which you obviously know pretty well, having gone through quite a bit with it over your career?
Yeah, I think I thought about it a little bit, obviously. Never really had the experience, just like many other players. But I was sort of wondering if I was going to have to get a tap on the shoulder or something from the doc or the physio. But I think we're both pretty confident in the work we've been able to do over this last 18 months. It's hopefully held us in good stead. But like I said earlier, we've got a solid squad at the minute. We've got blokes who can come in and fill a role. No worries. So, yeah, not too stressed about it. But, if anything comes up, then we've got a solid squad to use, so should be right.
Yeah, Link. Hey, great to catch up with you. We love talking with you on K-Rock Footy, mate. We absolutely loved when you were at the Cats. You were a great friend of ours at K-Rock Footy, and that relationship continues into your time at the Lions. We're keeping half an eye on you, mate. We hope you go well, and we're halfway through the season now, and finals really beckoning again for the Brisbane Lions. Well done. Great to talk, and we look forward to catching up with you in the second half of the season.
Thanks, fellas. Good to chat. Take care.
Link McCarthy. Thanks, Link. You too. Link McCarthy joining us for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing, or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World.
Do you do
Geelong
any of those Marine things, Kingy? Do you cruise? Do you fish? Or do you have fun?
Have fun. Do you? I'm not much coming.
Do you do a bit of fishing?
No, I'm not great.
Do it, not angling?
Whereas my wife is outstanding. She's a great angler.
Is she?
Yeah, she's very good with the fishing rod.
We've got the sort of big sinker in that to catch you.
She needed a net. One of those whaling nets.
She might have gaffed you into the boat.
Harpoon.
She harpooned you. That's amazing. You're not allowed to do any harpooning. It's been outlawed.
Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing, or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. You'll find them on the Port Arlington Road at
Moolap. Festival is this?
It's only our third day. We are three games in of our 13. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. City to Serve Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialists, Essington Street in Grovedale. We'll come back and wrap things up from K-Rock HQ, where tonight Brisbane by 63 points over the Bombers. Live, breathe, K-Rock footy.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warralili. They say a quick game's a good game. And we've got the quickest around. Monday mornings, play Tom and Loggie's Quickie Quiz. For a chance to win big at Sexyland. Don't waste time with long-winded five-question quizzes. Playing four is overrated, and to be honest, three's a bit too much to take. Two? Well, that's just right. And that's why the Quickie Quiz is only two questions long. Answer both correct, and you'll win. Just a little bit cool, a little bit more. Every Monday morning with Tom and Loggie on K-Rock 955. Sexyland Geelong. Open 7 days, 9 a.m. until midnight. Shop Australia's biggest range of adult toys.
Hello, I'm Jamie.
And Ruth from Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong.
Truth, Ruth, there's no better way to say it.
It's bare root season.
Bare root season is like a gala for gardeners. It's a party for plant lovers. It's a festival for fruit tree loving people that like fruit trees and like other fruity stuff.
Bare root season at Wombat Gully Plant Farm is the most celebrated time of year for gardeners. With our nursery stocked up to the brim with an assortment of quality bare root plants, it's worth celebrating.
So see you soon at Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong, 201 Townsend Road in Moolap.
At home, on the work site, in the office, there are some big cleaning problems you just don't want to deal with.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Steamatic has real solutions to your cleaning problems. Graffiti removal, kitchen canopy cleaning, blasting services, or the big industrial jobs, they're equipped to handle it all. Steamatic, a standout job every time and on standby when you need them most.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Now in Essington Street, Grovedale. Visit steamaticgeelong.com.au.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warralili.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. And Warralili, our number one ticket holder, 10 years on and still delivering an award-winning community. More details, warralili.com.au. Steamatic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Your disaster restoration experts, they are Lee Brown. I think it might be a simple choice tonight.
Yeah, Lachie Neal. He was fantastic and got the ball rolling when the game was up for grabs early and kicked two goals in the first quarter, even under a little bit of pressure from Will Snelling in Wombat Gully Plant Farm matchup there. They were going head-to-head and, Lachie Neal, outstanding. 33 possessions, 14 of those contested, two goals. And he was our Steamatic standout tonight, Kingy.
Thank you for that, Lee Brown, with our Steamatic standout, your disaster restoration experts. Benny, you've got the duties on the Hamlin Hangar and the goal of the day for APCO Service Stations. APCO Service Stations, fresh, ready food ready to go, which I reckon Brownie might be about to hit at Maribel Street. Of course, you can grab a toasted sandwich or a few steamed dimmies after the game.
Yeah, I'd love to do that, Kingy. Just rip a couple of dimmies in, especially with the steam variety. But we might start with our highlights.
You soy sauce man too?
Oh, just a little drizzle. I don't like to be sort of absolutely...
don't want to drown it.
No, I just like a slight drizzling. So, do you like a drizzling?
When you...
So, our Hamlin Hangar tonight, we'll start with that, King. And it was taken by a man playing his first game of AFL footy, so we love that too. Sam Draper is a 205-centimetre, 108-kilo unit. That is plenty of Sam Draper to go round. He's a South Adelaide boy, and he made his debut for Essendon tonight, and it was great to see. In the third quarter, at the 12-minute mark, he dragged down our Hamlin Hangar.
We would have the shakes keeping it on the straight and narrow.
A little Bruce... Oh! Draper! Hamlin Hangar contender from nowhere. Goodness me. Put someone on a poster there. Nice mark. He did. He put the knee into Connor Ballenden, who was actually playing his first game as well, and took a mark over him. And our APCO Service Station goal of the night came from a man. Well, there was a few to choose from. And in the third quarter, at the 26-minute mark, Charlie Cameron produced an absolute cracker, one of the goals of the season.
front of the pack, Zorko, after there was no mark taken. Lines. Here's Cameron, tied angle. Oh, Charlie Cameron. Oh, rev the motorbike. APCO Service Station's goal of the night. If Hipwood's was good, that's better.
Yeah, he revved the motorbike, certainly was, and it was a big Harley arrangement. It was no Peewee 50. It was just a big fat mags and sort of...
Your hog.
Had an ashtray on it, Kingy. It was good stuff.
Isn't there a saying?
What's that?
As useless as an ashtray on a motorbike.
Yeah, of course. That's old enough to vote, that saying.
Oh, well. Good job, Benny.
Third day of this festival.
Just on Hamlin Hangar 2, Hamlin Homes. Of course, Hamlin's built itself an outstanding reputation for functional, beautifully finished homes. They're distinctively local. Moorabool Street in South Geelong. Andy Carroll and the team, you will find them down there. All our audio interviews. James Kelly, we caught up. We spoke about his lawn. You can listen back to that at carrollfootball.com.au. We've got South Point Garden Supplies on the go to help him with his lawn while he's in the hub. And it was great to catch up with him. And then Link McCarthy post-game as well. Those interviews will all be available at krockfootball.com.au. Quarter highlights as well. And the match report from tonight's game, courtesy of AAP. But we're back tomorrow night from 6 o'clock. The Cats and the Eagles. You and me, Benny, with Nealty. Pete Ryan's going to be back as well.
Yeah, big night for the Cats. We just hope we need to get a close game, Kingy. We've had three blowouts to start this festival.
Might be
talking. You need a set of bunk beds in the K-Rock Hub.
No, we're just getting under the table.
The George Costanza under the desk at the New York Yankees is what we need built. We need to say thank you to Brian back at K-Rock HQ. He's doing a wonderful job. He just feels like he's with us when he's in, you know, pushing the buttons back at K-Rock HQ.
Like arm's length away. Smooth operator,
he's
isn't
a very smooth operator. David Collins has been grumpy since 1992, but he continues to do a wonderful job in the K-Rock Hub. Thank you. Davey's got the mask on too as well. Don't forget masks, 11:59 on Sunday night, even down in Hayfield, which has probably got... COVID-19 has been nowhere near it, Brownie.
I'm not even sure what it is down there, can you?
It's never has been reported on.
I'm wondering what all the fuss is all about.
Have you got a mask?
Yeah, I've got a couple. Yeah, we're ready to go. Ready to go.
Take care, and we'll see you next Thursday.
See you Thursday. Suns and St Kilda.
Should be a good game.
Is that round 10 or 11 by then?
That is round 10. I think it's one of the last games of round 10. I think it's the second last game. Oh, no, I don't know. I've got no idea. Benny?
Yeah, thank you, linesman. Thank you, ball boy.
See you tomorrow night again at 6 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
I spend more time with you than you spend with your
festival,
wife.
The festival is just going to be going off its head tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Well, the Cats! Go the Cats. They need to put in a cracker, Kingy.
Yeah, can't wait.
To get near the Eagles.
Should be good fun. But tonight it was Brisbane and Essendon could get nowhere near them. They won by 63 points and you heard it all on...
K-Rock Footy!
K-Rock Footy! Jars of the land, 20 out, front position. Barry, front and square right, was tackled by McGrath. Released out the back to Lyons. He goes to McCarthy, the former Cats. Kicks the first of the night.
50 Bombers defend, but hitting it hard. Neil front of the pack. Here's Cameron along the ground. Kick the goal, 15 out. They've got back-to-back majors and a fast start from the Lions.
Ellis Yeoman, the former Crow, was one. He couldn't take it. Swooping on it is Bailey. Hand pass is okay. Give to Lockie Neal. Lockie Neal from 30. Brisbane have got three. Ball's inside forward 50 for the Lions. McCarthy picks it up. Little death ball, probably a little too cute. Although Cameron will take it.
Oh.
And Cameron will kick the APCO Service Station goal of the night.
Found it out the back after not being able to take them. Oh, spectacular flying over the top. Was that Bailey who hit the deck hard? He got up, he elevated. And in fact, it was Answorth who went over the top.
Down the line, the kick's okay. And he's got his man in Smith. Smith will sell some candy. He's on 50, gets on the left peg, flying shot at goal. The only people there are Lions.
Merritt kick inside, 450 is a driving ball at the bootlaces of hand, couldn't take it. Smith out of the pack, Smith a snap, Smith the goal. APCO Service Station's goal of the night contender. He can go McCarthy or he can go to the goal square. We're all alone on the goal line. He's got Skinner who bangs it through. First game in 3 years. Bell Chambers fists it forward. It's taken by Neil coming off half back. Oh, crutch. Archie ran into a big tackle of McDonald, Tip and Woody and Shiel. And that is holding the ball.
You would have the shakes getting it on the straight and narrow.
A little Bruce. Oh! Draper! Hamlin hanger contender from nowhere. Goodness me. Put someone on a poster there. Nice bark.
He's given up by Ham McInerney to Hipwood, who's on a very, very tight angle and kicked the APCO Service Station's goal of the night. He was standing right beside him, just inside the field of play in the right forward pocket. In front of the pack is Orko after there was no mark taken. Lines. Here's Cameron, tied angle. Oh, Charlie Cameron. Oh, rev the motorbike. APCO Service Station's goal of the night. If Hipwood's was good, that's better. Ball's got out the back. Berry working Ridley away from the ball. Tied on the boundary. Brought it back to the top of the square. That's wonderful. That is wonderful football. And then Zorko takes off and kicks the goal.
To his man in Ridley. Now Ridley goes long down the line. Bell Chambers has been caught behind all night. Can't mark it from there. Oh, he cleaned up his own man. He's cleaned up Shield. Is that that could be match review officer sort of stuff on your own team, mate.
It was 61 back in 2003. This is going to comfortably eclipse that. And Big Ballenden at the back gets a handball off, and Cameron is going to stroll in for what will be his fourth of the night.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.